This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Josh's clothes, stupid world records, and a big potato. It's all coming up right after this.
Dancing with the Stars is the hottest show of the summer, proving the old adage that any activity is better when shared with a celebrity. And when it comes to jumping on bandwagons, nobody does it with more enthusiasm than the folks at the Bob and Tom Television Network. So, look for these shows coming soon to a TV near you.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Louis Anderson just crushed my pelvis.
It's Lap Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And there's even more, including Shaving with the Stars, getting a pap smear with the Stars, and sliding down banisters with the Stars. And if that's not enough, there's grave robbing with the Stars, eating Cheetos with the Stars, and even teabagging with the Stars.
Oh, sweet mother of God. How did I get paired up with Louis Anderson again?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
What's going on?
Another reason you should have the VIP, because if you're watching, you could see that Josh is wearing a shirt, and all I said was you look like you should be in a pumpkin patch today.
And I said, why is that? Because I'm built like a gourd,
no,
round.
Because you're very autumnal. It's very fall-like. It's got the color of a pumpkin on it, your shirt.
It is autumnal, I'll grant her that.
Very autumnal.
Very.
Yes, but the way that
it's
you...
spring.
So when's the deadline to wear... Yeah, when's the deadline to wear something like that, right?
When do you bring out the pastels?
Yeah, like a spring.
I don't really own any pastels.
What do you wear on stage?
I wear flannel and a nice jeans.
In the summer?
No.
Oh, then you bring out the Carhartts. Oh, we got Carhartts coming out.
Okay,
that's right.
But nothing autumnal.
No, I mean, I would wear this on stage. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think you should wear on stage, Christy?
I mean, he can wear whatever he wants.
No, he can't.
A nice shirt.
No, he
can't. Do you have
can't.
A nice button-down,
we can
like,
tell him what
plaid
to do.
Cotton shirt with, like, some color to it?
Yeah, I do. Like, last week I wore a blue and it had a nice color.
Christy, we
but
can,
it was flannel.
Do you understand the concept of gaslighting?
I honestly don't.
Gaslighting is we'd all agree to sort of in a sort of kind of a sincere, profound way, get Josh thinking that he was wearing the wrong things on stage and steer him in a certain direction.
Oh, but you don't really mean that you want
we're just
him
doing
to wear
it to
that.
Be, to be a collective bucket of dicks.
Like, I could say that Josh's favorite thing on a late show Friday, he absolutely loves it when people send him shots of whiskey and they send him
they suggest bits.
On stage. Yeah. He's the party guy.
You guys are really being
he flies with us.
See, now we're gaslighting. So.
Josh looks great on stage. He wears a nice shirt. He had the work shirt on that he wore 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I did. Together. Yeah, I actually brought out the Dickies work shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. It's just a nice solid
about
black.
What about a tux?
A tux?
Yeah,
no, I think...
Send the message to the audience that this is a special event.
You should respect
dressing...
me.
Yes.
It, no.
It's... Top hat.
Because, I mean, didn't you have to wear one when you were working at the movie theater?
I know, almost, yeah. Black sort of tux pants and a button white button-down shirt and a vest, a purple vest.
See, I like
vest.
That. That way you know when you're in the theater, you know who works there.
I like that, too.
Yeah. I didn't mind the usher uniform because that's what I was. But, no, on stage I went I've got a certain onstage persona. That,
sure, everybody's man.
Yes, yeah, kind of a Joe.
Wear one of those lobster bibs.
Oh my God!
What's why would you get one of those, Dan?
Why would I?
No, no, he's coming up on the stage to entertain you with comedy, but of course he's between meals. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. It's Josh Arnold.
Okay, guys, thank you for having me. You're a great crowd. I got to make this quick. I got
a lobster.
It's a shrimp fest down the street. You wouldn't mind. The only reason I'm here is because they were out of the coconut. So.
Now people aren't sending up shots, sending lobster rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Mozzarella sticks.
Man, no, don't send me drinks, please. Just throw me a wing, will you? My God, I've been up here for 2 minutes and I haven't had something in my mouth. You see how fat I am? Oh, boy. Is there a doctor in the house? I'm going to need you, all right?
No.
Boy, oh, boy. Is the stage going to hold?
I'm so fat.
Is the stage going to hold him?
Nobody's better than me.
Sorry, I was just trying to plug his show.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, that'll get him out.
Can we get a bigger spotlight, please?
See what a great plug that was.
Great plug.
Once again, Josh.
World record.
Ready?
Yes, I am.
Officials have determined that the record-breaking potato, Doug the Spud, is not actually a potato.
Oh.
New Zealanders Colin and Donna Brown hauled the 17-pound. Behemoth from under the soil on a small farm near Hamilton last year.
It's so gross looking.
The couple has been trying to get their potato, which they named
looks like the elephant man's face.
Shut up. Doug the Spud, verified as the world's heaviest, with Colin previously complaining about a lengthy process from the Guinness people.
You ever had a lengthy process?
It takes forever. After a sample was sent to the UK for DNA testing, Guinness World Records said the specimen was not a potato, but a tuber. Of a type.
Gourd, darn it.
A type of gourd. Much like a, wouldn't you agree, Tom? Much like a pumpkin, I would think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but apparently I look like today.
Like a behemoth round,
I didn't say you
orange.
Like a
no,
round.
Somewhere Linus is waiting for me in the corn.
I can't think of the exact joke, but J.O. Lantern could be something to you as a pumpkin patch man.
This thing is just gross looking.
In I've been called meantime, a J.O. before. The couple's application, Doug the Spud, has been disqualified.
Oh.
You're out of here.
Colin said he's very upset, but we will try to soldier on. They're going to try to make Doug the Spud into vodka anyway.
Oh,
so there you go.
Yeah, so they did. They actually had to do a DNA test on.
Yeah,
yeah. They went to the Heinz people. They have 57 and me. Their DNA.
Their DNA. What people. Does that have to do with anything?
It's a number joke.
23 and me.
I know.
Well,
but
Heinz.
I want you to know.
Sauces.
It's a number.
Tommy may have noticed. Chick was rubbing his face as soon as you said they went to the Heinz.
Oh yeah. Oh, I knew what was coming.
Well, I think they should. Well, they have to rename it. I think.
You know, really?
To what?
Not well, Doug.
Doug.
Oh, Doug,
I was thinking
the
since they say it's a tuber, I was thinking they could maybe make it Huber the Tuber Luber and turn it into some kind of sex cream.
Say sex cream?
Cream.
Would you buy a sex cream called Huber the Tuber Luber?
No.
Made it's all natural.
I have to admit, it sounds fun to say. Huber the Tuber Luber.
Now, how much would you pay?
What do you do with it?
Pat, do you have something about Doug the Spud?
Colin and Donna Brown thought they had the biggest tater around. Weighing it at 17 pounds when they pulled this thing out of the ground. But Doug the Spud's no potato. He's just a gourd, no potato. The Guinness record is a no-go. 'Cause Doug the Spud's no potato. Thought they had the winner. They were thinking mashed potatoes every dinner. They better test their tomatoes. They could be red avocados. 'Cause Doug the Spud's no potato. Just a big gourd on the miracle grow. Like Jose Canseco. Poor Doug the Spud's no potato. Chop, chop, chop.
Now, I'd forgotten. That's Guantanamera.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Perhaps the most famous song from Cuba ever.
I thought they shut that down.
Guantanamera.
Oh, they have that seasoning, Guantanamero Bay.
Wow.
Crab joke.
That's great, Pat. I'd forgotten about that song. I haven't heard that song in forever. Remember that Guantanamera?
Yeah.
Josh and I used to do it when he did the Marlon Brando, remember?
Yeah.
You took the last avocado.
Let oh, that's right.
That's right. Dance, boy.
I forgot about so that.
What does Marlon Brando say? When
Val Kilmer in the documentary, there's some behind-the-scenes footage that Val shot of I Love Dr. Moreau. And during a break in filming, Brando's laying in this giant hammock.
And this is big, Brando.
And this is big. This is gigantic. And Kilmer, behind the camera, walks up to him, and Brando just looks up at him from the hammock and goes,
"Give me a shove."
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. He wanted somebody to push.
Yeah, he wanted the feeling of swinging.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
So I wanted to find out more information about the is it Doug, D-U-G, Doug the Spud.
Yes.
And I Googled it, and I found this. We mentioned this, I think, once before. Keanu Reeves, great actor. Keanu, when he first moved to Hollywood, in a recent interview with Michael Strahan, he said they tried to have him change his name because they thought Keanu was too weird. Mm-hmm. And the name they came up with was Chuck Spadina.
And doesn't he have some sort of I thought a couple of corporations are called Chuck Spadina Production because
oh, is that why he talks about it?
One more, here we go.
Stupid world record.
And I you're gonna have to explain this one to me, because I thought this was dealer's choice on this, but a 13-year-old has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
Matilda Walden earned the title after assembling the toy in 5.69 seconds, beating the previous record by 0.93 seconds. Walden's successful attempt marks the first time someone has broken the record in 10 years. But isn't Mr. Potato Head up to you what it looks like?
Yeah.
He's got one eye and one ear,
was
right?
Eight holes total, maybe?
Well, no need to name calling. The eight holes that designed it.
Mr. Potato Head holds the record for the most votes for a toy in a political campaign. In 1985, Mr. Potato Head received 4 postal votes in the mayoral election in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, how about that?
There you go.
Appropriate.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
I'll address Ms. Alsman.
Okay.
In the brilliant Toy Story movies, my favorites, do you remember who does the voice of Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the perfect choice.
I can't think of his name.
I'll give you a hint. In the last one, he was actually deceased, but they spent thousands of hours getting enough vocals from previous outtakes, et cetera, to put him in the movie.
Hmm. I can't think of his name.
Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. Oh. The yeah, great Rickles. Don Rickles.
Oh.
Yeah, Hockey Puck.
Mr. And isn't Mrs. Potato Head George Costanza's mom?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
So anyways, congratulations to this young lady. This is the one where you don't actually use a potato anymore, right?
No, you do. What do you mean?
They use a piece of
plastic.
Oh, you
mean the plastic?
Well, yeah, but that has been 70 years.
You never used a real potato.
You used to use a real potato.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the Depression. Back in the 30s.
Well, they didn't have two nickels
to rub together.
Josh, I'm old school.
Yeah. I'll say.
Like a real potato for my Mr. Potato.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I was very disappointed when they went with the plastic potato. So I assume for the record it's got to be the stupid plastic potato.
That's way more fun than a real potato.
No, it's not.
What?
Now it's Mr. Plastic Mask.
No!
Chip, remember when you were, you prefer the real potatoes, I know.
Of course.
I know that you were recently shopping for some to play with.
Yeah.
That's right. I was over in produce. And this lady was also there looking at the potatoes. Yeah.
Really?
And I looked at her and I said, you know, those remind me of my testicles. And she said, what do you mean they're this big? And I said, no, they're that dirty. Did I get it?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, except you're supposed to be holding two of them.
You're
supposed to hold two of them right in her face. You know what this
right
reminds
me. Right in her face. Right in her face.
Do you approach women at the produce?
He bothers people all over the place.
Does he?
One time, remember we were skiing and there were two children at this breakfast bar and my dad goes to a six-year-old Mexican girl and he goes, excuse me, do you know if these eggs are hard-boiled? And she turns to her sister and, wow.
She's like, okay.
I thought perhaps they'd already been there and knew.
Es gringo loco.
Can you imagine if they weren't hard-boiled and I went to put them on the plate and cracked them? That would have been.
Why would they be sitting there if they weren't hard-boiled?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me ask a question. What about their presentation confused you that they could be hard-boiled?
Maybe there was like a little cooker device. You take them over there and do your own little.
On what breakfast buffet do you hard boil your own eggs? What did that ever?
I honestly don't think I've ever seen hard boiled eggs in the shell on a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, no. Shouldn't they skin them for you?
That's
or
weird.
Shell them or whatever.
Skins are weird. Yeah.
Have you ever lived alone by yourself?
Be quiet. Christy, what have you got over there at the news desk?
Well, speaking of homes, a home is for sale in Michigan, and it's attracting a lot of attention for one of the unusual bathroom features. The nearly $1 million house in St. Clair Shores, known as House of Charm, has three bedrooms, five bathrooms, one of which has a toilet shaped like a throne.
And it's much more tasteful than you'd think.
Oh, the whole house
have to be.
It's
I put it up on Twitter. You can
it's
see
kind
it.
Of a big walnut. It looks like a piece
more
of
like
furniture
a
surrounding
church,
the toilet.
More like a church chair throne than a.
Although comically to me, did you notice the one thing that made me laugh? The cup holder?
Yeah.
If you need a cup holder on your toilet, I guess.
It's like a church chair?
It kind of
it's a big high backed.
I would have thought that if you had a toilet shaped like anything from a church, it would be a pew.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I didn't
Words have two meanings.
Oh.
I
wasn't swinging for the fences.
One of the first jokes I ever heard was Confucius say,
oh, yeah.
A man who farteth in church sits in own pew.
A classic.
Very funny.
I thought I'd never stop laughing.
Yeah. I thought you'd never start after my joke.
Yeah.
And you were right.
This house, by the way, is gorgeous.
If I could afford it,
it's on Lake St. Clair.
Right on the edge of the peninsula.
And it says this house is going for just under $1 million.
$975,000, not that I looked. Other perks include a copper bathtub on wheels, a jacuzzi inside the master bedroom, panoramic views of Lake St. Clair, so you can move it around in your bathroom.
Wait a minute. If your bathtub's on wheels, you have to have a hose?
Yes.
Who wants to move around the bathtub?
That's some tricky plumbing, I can tell you.
Yeah. This house is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was originally built for Edith Fern Melrose, a.k.a. the Lady of Charm, who was a popular radio and TV host in Detroit.
Yes, Edith. Lady of Charm.
Yeah.
It's got its own.
She had a keyboard player, you know that.
It's got
Welcome to the show.
Solid wood ceilings and floors.
It's so nice. It's just...
And then, of course, the douching station.
Oh, yeah. One must keep a clean bat cave, if you know what
I mean. Yes. The Massengill people studied here.
Oh, my gosh. I love this house. I'm moving, you guys. Can I do a GoFundMe?
Hang on. See you, Dad.
Hang on. I'll take this. Oh, no. Don't go. I'm kidding.
We're going to pull a Josh's brother on you. You'll come here tomorrow, and all your stuff will be in the hallway.
You said you were moving. We got all your pictures packed.
I can't afford it. Bam. Well, here it is, Josh, if you want to.
In any event.
It does look like a... It's nice. Nice.
Would you want to have a cup holder by your toilet?
No. What's that for?
Why do you need... There's a nice candle there.
How about one of those... You know, sometimes on an airplane, if you're in the aisle seat, and then there's not a seat in front of you, the tray pops out of the...
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
gizmo, or the tray is somehow in the armrest.
Yes, Tom, I'd love to have a meal tray on my toilet.
Oh, God.
Never let crapping get in the way of entree time.
I'm not so sure that's not a...
I'm just saving a step, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Circle of life.
The whole, celebrate the elementary canal. The entire...
What is the name of the rapper? It's like Andre...
3000?
Andre, you could be Andre 3000. Could be your rap name.
Wow.
If that weren't so funny, I'd be angry.
They call him Joshy Three Stacks.
Something
I'm
else.
Still puzzled by the movable bathroom.
Here it is. Right
you know what? It's just
tub.
A cool look. I don't think you move it.
It's just got wheels on it, but I don't think you move it around.
They look mostly ornamental.
Right.
They might function, but they look cool.
If you have kids... And a movable bathtub, you're going to have a basement flood eventually.
Man. Yeah.
Something is going to go terribly wrong.
Willie.
Why? You think that I'm going to ruin the bathtub?
Yes.
I'm very responsible with bathtubs, chicks.
I remember when I was rebuilding that house, Mark said, you got to have a bathtub. I don't want a bathtub.
You have to have a bathtub.
And you know that the stand-up bathtub shower is responsible for 20% of the deaths
in Idaho.
I almost said a bad word.
Wait a minute. Did you sneak in Idaho there?
Maybe to make that statistic seem better.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.